Black and white colobus monkeys have been here for over 12 years. I think they moved down from up high altitude from Arusha National Park. You know, we are in the southwest of Mount Meru, just on the feet of Mount Meru. From the national park, they came through the riverine forest before the riverine was destroyed by the plantation people. So after that, they are just blocked here. They cannot go through the plantation back to the national park. So there is a very nice protected riverine forest here. So they are just around here. They sleep around here, and the same time they come around the buildings. If you come here, you can find, even today, they were just 20 meters from where I am, around the institute's campus, the black and white colobus monkeys. They are 12. And they are moving towards the trees, and they sleep at the highest canopy on the tallest trees. So always they are all 12 on the sometimes on the same tree, depending on how big the canopy is. And if it's not, you can have like two in a certain tree, two. So 12 can be on six trees, sometimes on three trees, or sometimes you can have them separated into two groups. Seven can be in a certain tree, maybe the other five can be away from others, away at a distance of like 100 to 200 meters. So we are trying to monitor what time do they go to sleep, where are they going to sleep, and what time do they wake up, what is their behavior, how do they behave, which of them wakes up very quickly, is learning, what does they, is it a young one or a very old one starts moving, and what do they eat, at which altitude on tree, how big, how tall is the tree, and then what species that are they feeding on? Are they feeding on which part of plant are they feeding? Are they feeding on a fruit? Are they feeding on the leaves? Are the leaves tender or mature leaves? And then we at the end, I want to produce a sort of scientific paper on the movement model. Can it be a mathematical or scenario model?